Triple M on the drive home with Rock's Greatest Hits. Now, normally we have a chat with this fellow on a Wednesday, but yesterday, considering Triple M had no talk day, and thanks very much, we've had lots of comments about that too. And if we help to start a conversation that saves one life, then it has most certainly been worth it. Steve Malk wasn't with us yesterday, but the weekend is not that far away. Let's find out what's good, what's bad, what you should stay away from on the telly, from TV Black Box, and of course from the podcast and Binge Box, Mr. Stephen Malk.
Hi, Cliffo.
Hello. Is it true that you're going to be the first life model for Rove McManus's new show?
There are not enough cameras and screens are not big enough to contain my sizable body in any sense.
I think it'll be good. You're a,
oh, it'll be lovely.
You're a fine-looking fellow.
You'd need lots of pencil lead and lots of erasers, and you'd be fine.
Have you had a chance to look at a preview of that? It's on SBS. What do you reckon?
No, nothing. It's live.
Oh, live.
That's the whole thing. So
live,
it will be a whole bunch of famous people, people like Adam Lior and those joining Rove, to attempt to draw the life models that they'll have in place. And so it's a bit of a hybrid situation. You'll be able to jump on and watch and hear the conversation. And, you know, Rove will host it, of course, and be drawing himself, and they'll be talking to actual real artists. And if you want to draw along at home, you jump on SBS, the website, and you'll be able to see the camera feed of the life model so that you can then see the, you know, all of the curves and bumps and bits and be able to draw them yourself.
Well, well, that is really cool. So that's on SBS. I was just telling Steve before before we started here today, on Fox Showcase, I watched the first episode of McMillions this morning. How anybody thought they were ultimately going to get away with that is beyond me, but it's good viewing so far.
Yeah, and it gets even crazier. Like, it is full-on amazing around the nature of this scam that, you know, some people tried to handle against, you know, the McDonald's Monopoly program that they ran. This was in 2001. And summarily, when they did start catching on and arresting people, it kind of got lost in the news cycle because about the same time, 9/11 happened.
Mm.
So all of the available FBI agents became terrorist agents, you know, to go and capture terrorists.
Mm.
And there was only a couple of people left to finish this case off, but they certainly did prosecute. It's a very interesting story and worth checking out. It's on Fox Showcase on Sunday nights. It's called McMillions, and I really loved it.
And I'm willing to bet that you are probably going to say your pick of the week on the telly is going to be Hamilton, the Broadway production. Mm.
You will not go past this, friends. If you have a Disney Plus account, and if you don't, you should. This is worth the price of admission alone. It was filmed in 2016, one of the final performances of the original Broadway cast. This is filmed on Broadway, so it's not on a film set. It's not, you know, a special setup. This is in the theatre, filmed as a Broadway production, starring the man who created it, Lin-Manuel Miranda. It is phenomenal. If you have sung along to the score and even thought about buying tickets for when it lands in Sydney in a year and a half, watch it. You will just have the best time. It is a great tale of American history set against a hip-hop themed musical score. Hamilton will blow your mind. It's so great on Disney Plus from 3 p.m. local time tomorrow.
I tell you what, I really need you to stay there because I've got so many notes here and so many other things that I want to ask you about, and we need to pay a little mini tribute to Carl Reiner, who passed away this week as well. Steve Malk is with us today on Triple M. We're talking TV. Back in a tick.